Democrat Pricey Harrison of Guilford County has introduced legislation a half dozen times to require the cleanup of potentially toxic coal ash at 14 Duke Energy-owned sites around the state. Her efforts have never advanced through the legislature. Following a coal ash spill near the Virginia border last month, environmentalists and some politicians are again calling for action, including Harrison.
We would like that they be moved away from the water and into lined landfills. We'd like to ensure that the cost of the cleanup isn't borne by the ratepayers or taxpayers, but instead by the company itself.
Harrison also wants to see the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, DENR, get back some of the funding that was cut. Meanwhile, the CEO of Duke has said the company will provide short-term and long-term plans for cleanup to Governor Pat McCrory by the end of the week. Two Republican legislators in the GOP-led General Assembly came out last month and said they would sponsor a bill for cleanup. Jeff Tabiri, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.